This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Gai Jatra festival being observed across the country today. Japan made AstraZeneca vaccines arrive in Kathmandu. And US President Joe Biden says US-led evacuation from Kabul is accelerating. Now the news in detail. One of the most popular cultural festivals in Nepal, Gai Jatra, is being observed by the people inside the Kathmandu Valley and by Newar communities across the country. The festival is celebrated to commemorate the death of loved ones. As part of the festival, family members of the deceased of the past year Saint people, mostly children, dress as cows to parade on their streets. Comedy acts, parodies, dramas, TV and radio specials and special cartoon editions of local newspapers are also part of Gai Jatra traditions. The government has declared a public holiday today inside Kathmandu Valley and for Newar people across the country. Three members of the same family at Ramailo Toll at Konkai Municipality 1 in Jhapa District have been found dead in their house. According to District Police Office Jhapa, those suspected to kill themselves were 40-year-old Robin Biswakarma, his spouse 29-year-old Mona Biswakarma and their 8-month-old daughter Rubina Biswakarma. A spokesperson at the District Police Office Jhapa, Rakesh Thapa, said that they were found hanging in their own house today morning. The locals said deceased Robin was a foreign employment aspirant and had tested positive for COVID-19. He had returned home from Kathmandu after being tested positive for the coronavirus infection. Police say the reason behind the suicide has not been ascertained yet. The AstraZeneca vaccine provided by the Japanese government has arrived in Nepal today. More than 559,000 doses of vaccines provided by the Japanese government to the COVAX facility have arrived in Nepal today. A spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudal, said 1.6 million doses vaccines have already arrived from Japan. Similarly, the spokesperson of the Ministry, Dr. Paudal, said that an additional 1.6 million doses of varicella vaccine will be received from China soon. He informed that the regular vaccinations will be given to those below 50 years of age and those who are in priority. One person died of coronavirus infection in Baki District. District COVID-19 Management Center, Baki's corona focal person, Tej Oli, said a 55-year-old woman of Koholpur municipality died of coronavirus infection. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said monsoon will remain active across the country for some days. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the country and there are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has called for taking necessary precautions as the water level in rivers and streams may rise and there is possible risks of soil erosion, landslides and mudslides in hilly areas. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. US President Joe Biden says efforts to evacuate people from Kabul airport are accelerating with US troops expanding the perimeter around the site. Many thousands of Afghans have been queuing at the gates in desperate attempts to flee the country after the Taliban swept to power on 15th of August. Biden said on Sunday that the U.S. had flown nearly 28,000 people out of the airport in the past week. He faces pressure to extend a deadline for evacuations beyond 31st of August. At least 20 people have died as thousands queue outside Kabul airport, a NATO official told Reuters news agency amid reports that some were being crushed to death. a disinformation campaign claiming that the COVID-19 virus originated from an American military base in Maryland has gained popularity in China ahead of the release of a U.S. intelligence report on the virus origins. In May, U.S. President Joe Biden ordered a 90-day probe into whether the COVID-19 virus came from a lab accident or emerged from human contact with an infected animal. Until then, the Wuhan lab leak theory had been dismissed by most scientists as a fringe conspiracy theory. But now, as the report is due to be released, China has gone on offensive. In the past few weeks, Chinese sources have been amplifying a claim that COVID-19 was made in the U.S. India is continuing efforts to evacuate people from Afghanistan as the situation remains fluid after the Taliban's rapid takeover of the country. A batch of 146 stranded Indians who were evacuated to Doha arrived in Delhi on Monday. They traveled to the capital in three different flights, including a transport plane, according to reports. With this, India has evacuated nearly 400 people since the past week. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Gaijatra festival being observed across the country today. Japan-made AstraZeneca vaccines arrive in Kathmandu, and US President Joe Biden says US-led evacuation from Kabul is accelerating. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.